Great Thursday morning, beloved. What a privilege it is for me to start my day together with you in God's Word. Today we're in Acts chapter 11. As we saw in the readings from the last 2 days, chapter 10 in the book of Acts recounts Peter's meeting with Cornelius, a Gentile, and how the Gentiles received the Holy Spirit and were baptized. In today's reading, Peter is criticized by Jewish Christians for meeting with Gentiles, and he defends his action. And don't forget, God's guiding word for us this week is discipleship. So let's begin reading Acts chapter 11 at verse 1. The apostles and the other believers throughout Judea heard that the Gentiles also had received the word of God. When Peter went to Jerusalem, those who were in favor of circumcising Gentiles criticized him, saying, "You were a guest in the home of an uncircumcised Gentile, and you even ate with them." So Peter gave them a complete account of what had happened from the very beginning. "While I was praying in the city of Joppa, I had a vision. I saw something come down that looked like a very large sheet being lowered by its four corners from heaven, and it stopped next to me. I looked closely inside and saw domesticated and wild animals, reptiles and wild birds. Then I heard a voice saying to me, 'Get up, Peter, kill and eat.' But I said, 'Certainly not, Lord. No ritually unclean or defiled food has ever entered my mouth.' And the voice again spoke from heaven, 'Do not consider anything unclean that God has declared clean.' This happened 3 times, and finally the whole thing was drawn back up into heaven. At that very moment, 3 men who had been sent to me from Caesarea arrived at the house where I was staying, and the Spirit told me to go with them without hesitation. These 6 fellow believers from Joppa accompanied me to Caesarea, and we all went into the house of Cornelius. He told us how he had seen an angel standing in his house, and who said to him, 'Send someone to Joppa for a man whose full name is Simon Peter, and he will speak words to you by which you and all your family will be saved.' And when I began to speak, the Holy Spirit came down on them just as at the beginning. Then I remembered what the Lord had said, 'John baptized with water, but you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit.' It is clear that God gave those Gentiles the same gift that he gave us when we believed in the Lord Jesus Christ. Who was I then to try to stop God?" When they heard this, they stopped their criticism and praised God, saying, "Then God has given to the Gentiles also the opportunity to repent and live." And today's key verse is Acts chapter 11, verse 15, where Peter said, "When I began to speak, the Holy Spirit came down on them just as on us at the beginning." You know, it's really interesting, beloved. I mean, this is great. Gentiles are coming to know Jesus. And I would think that this would be just a great thing of rejoicing in the church at how fantastic God's love is, and how widespread he's willing to reach to bring the world to himself. But no. Oh my goodness, these people don't belong to our club, and you're letting them join our club. Oh my goodness, no, Peter, you are a sinner. How could you do such a thing? You know, it's like I've said before, beloved, you know, church is just fine until you have more than one person in the congregation. As soon as you have more, you know, 2 or more people there, they're going to start finding fault and criticizing. And that's just what the flesh does. But that's not what the Spirit does. God was not interested at all in their differences, their cultural differences, or their differences of their race. They received the word of salvation, and God poured his Holy Spirit out on them. And when Peter had a chance to discuss it with them, to explain in detail how God had done this thing, then their hardened hearts were softened, and they were able to rejoice in seeing God's love manifest before them. Amen. Let's pray. Holy God, empower me by your Spirit to proclaim boldly the good news of Jesus Christ and to reach out to others with your message of repentance, forgiveness, love, and salvation. In your holy name I pray. Amen. Well, again, our Thursday morning together has come to an end. Join me tomorrow. We'll be in Acts chapter 11, where the good news, the gospel, is spreading. Until tomorrow, then, may God's richest blessings be yours.